Everyone, welcome once again to another episode of Let's Talk About It with Olivia Sose. I'm so excited that you're tuning in and you're listening to another episode of my podcast. Welcome once again. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about loneliness. Ooh, I know, right? Loneliness. Now, don't feel bad, don't get down. We're going to be talking about loneliness because we want to find solutions to it. And minus finding solutions to it, we want to remove the shame from it. Now, loneliness is something that I have experienced in the past, and sometimes I still experience it. It's a feeling just like every other feeling, you know. It's like being sad, being happy, being angry. It's an emotion. But I have come to realize, especially in society, that women's loneliness are attached to shame. So if a woman says, oh, I am lonely, there is suddenly shame attached to it. They say, oh, what did you do with your life? You didn't get married, that's why you were lonely. You didn't do this, that's why you were lonely. There's just something to fault the woman with. You understand? But I've seen in recent times that studies have shown that more men are getting lonelier. And society is reacting differently to it. People are like concerned. It's like an epidemic. It's like COVID. Like, oh my God, what are we going to do? We have to help men so we don't get lonely. But I'm telling you something here and now, that anybody can feel lonely. Male, female, rich, poor, single, married, in a relationship with Jesus. Even if you're in a polyamorous relationship, you're in a monogamous relationship, anybody can feel lonely. Anybody can feel lonely. It can happen to anybody. And I'm talking about it openly because I want to disassociate shame from this emotion. Why do I feel ashamed because I am lonely? Why? Why can't I openly say, oh, I'm lonely, like I'm saying now, I'm lonely, and not feel bad, and not feel like I have failed at something? Why? So we're going to talk about how to, you know, remove shame from loneliness. Don't be like me, okay? There's nothing to be ashamed about because you're lonely. Absolutely nothing. Secondly, loneliness, just like every other emotion, gets triggered by something, right? So you should be asking yourself, what triggers your loneliness? You can begin to really pay attention to the times when you feel lonely. Pay attention to it and then investigate, what's the root cause? What is triggering this emotion? And you're going to find the root cause and you're going to be able to deal with it. For me, my loneliness often comes when, one, I'm scrolling through social media and I see people with their loved ones, you know, especially couples. I'm like, oh my God, am I ever going to experience true love? Am I ever going to have my own person? And it's crazy because I have felt lonely in relationships. I have been in relationships where I have, like, the feeling of, it was overwhelming. The feeling was overwhelming in that relationship. So I know for a fact that you feeling isolated, you feeling left out, is not because you're single. Trust me, there are ways to have access to companionship, to friendship, to communion with others outside an intimate relationship with a partner. There are ways to have access to the beauty and the richness that comes from companionship, that comes from sisterhood, brotherhood, friendship, that comes from communicating with others, that comes from communion with others outside an intimate relationship. So your relationship status has nothing to do with your loneliness. If you do not take home anything that I have said today, know this. Because a lot of people say yes just because, oh my goodness, let me just say yes to someone and I'll have somebody that I can play with, I'll have somebody that I can go shopping with, somebody I can bait with, somebody I could be with 24/7. That's not going to solve your loneliness. Okay, that's not going to solve your loneliness, please. So you can seek companionship, friendship outside that situation. Join a music club, learn a new skill, love yourself, train yourself to be enough for yourself. There's a lot. So I give people the opportunity to send in their responses so that we could, you know, talk about and see how they have experienced loneliness and how they have dealt with the issue of loneliness. And hooray, we got a lot of responses today. The last time I told people to send in responses, we got just two responses. Just two. And today, we got 8 responses. Now, I might not be able to say all the 8 responses because of time constraints, you know. But there's a lot of, like, really good responses here that we could learn from. So I'm going to dive right into it. And these responses were from men, females, a lot of people. So you know that loneliness is not just you, right? It can happen to anybody. It's gender free. Loneliness is gender free. Anyone can experience it. So the first response says, yes, in my undergraduate days when I wasn't dating. That's what he said. I said, describe when or how, if you have ever felt lonely. He said, yes, back in my undergraduate days when I wasn't dating. And he said, it can actually make you sick. I recall once I was sick and one of my female friends just looked me in the eyes and said, bro, you need a woman to take care of you. And I completely agreed. And he said, nah, I would not associate shame to it, but rather it's a difficult place to be with no one you can really share your emotions with. Humans are emotional beings. I often laugh at people that claim they don't need anybody. Either they are lying to themselves or it hasn't hit them. So I'm gonna say here that firstly, you didn't need a girlfriend to take care of you. You don't need, what do you mean by you need a woman? Like, said back in my own, when I wasn't dating. So are you saying that whenever you're not in a relationship, you feel lonely? So you have been in relationships back to back since you got your first girlfriend? My goodness, I feel like this is a very unhealthy mindset. Yes, it is a very unhealthy mindset, because I'm thinking that, you know, there are some people that cannot be alone, and that itself is also a bad trait. Like, you cannot be alone without having an intimate relationship going on. No, I mean, couldn't there have been friends, whether female or male, that you could talk to, that you could share things with? This is why I think that, you know, it is even limiting to make your spouse your best friend. You should have other best friends out of your spouse, outside your spouse. You should have other best friends outside your spouse. This way, you don't even burden them with, like, this is the problem, honestly. You burden them with everything, like they are your all in all. No, I mean, you should have other people that you can talk about things with, not necessarily the person you're dating or the person you're married to. You can have siblings. That's one very good relationship that you can get companionship from, right? I have normal friends, you know. So I'm saying here that you're not lonely because you're single. Basically, that's what I'm saying. You're not lonely because you're single. Probably why you felt that sadness is because you saw other people in relationships and you felt like, oh, I want to feel among. But this is the reason, another reason why people cannot stay outside the relationship for long. They are constantly trying to rush back into a relationship. You break up with this person, you're rushing back into a relationship with another person. Try to be alone for 1 year or more. I'm not saying if you find love, don't go. Of course, go. If love comes, if you're interested in somebody, why not? But if the sole reason, the sole purpose of you being in a relationship is because you don't want to be alone, my dear, that's a very dangerous path. That's a very dangerous path. I have been single for 2 years. I've been single for 2 years without nobody. And, you know, it got to a point where I was like, oh, you know, I should get into a relationship. And I got into a relationship. And in that relationship, I felt the loneliest. And because I know myself and I've been alone and I'm not afraid of being alone, I said, yo, a relationship is to create a connection, to build companionship, and you're not providing that for me. So the way I see it, I was better off when I was single. So I called it quits. But when you're constantly in a hurry to like get into a relationship because you don't want to be alone, you're going to be making a lot of mistakes. You're going to be making a lot of mistakes. So please, I advise you, do not rush into a relationship because you're feeling lonely. There are other things to do. There are other things to occupy yourself with other than a relationship. There are other meaningful things to do, other ways to create meaningful connections without it being a relationship. You know, that should not be. I mean, companionship is one of the benefits of being in a relationship or having a relationship, but you can get that benefit from other relationships, not having a boyfriend or a girlfriend. That's what I'm saying. So in the quest of trying to not be lonely, don't rush into something that you're not ready for, please. Let's go to the next response. Okay, so Okay, so the next response says, I'm not going to be reading out all the responses because, like I said, we don't have a lot of time. I'm going to try my best. Every day I feel lonely, or better still, I know I'm all alone. Growing up without a mother was very hard. My dad was very loving and caring, but I still felt that void. But recently, after losing my dad, my whole world shattered, and I honestly don't know what to do anymore. He was my compass and go-to person for everything. I feel lonelier now more than ever. I have siblings, but I still think that there's a massive hole in my life that absolutely nothing can fill. I haven't given much thought to dating either, because I have this phobia that whoever she is, she will leave me just like my mom did. I don't think I'm strong enough to deal with that, and that has kept me locked up in my shell all my life. I'm socially active and I have a good job. I have friends from college and university, but deep down, I feel empty. How do you deal with the feeling of loneliness when it happens? He deals with it by watching movies, going on date apps to meet new people and learn new things. Lastly, he prays to God and hopes that someday it will all make sense. And no, he's not ashamed of feeling lonely, because he knows that everyone has their own share of loneliness. It's part of how they all deal with it, right? So, first of all, my condolences for your loss. My condolences, please. It must be a very heartbreaking moment for you. And you know, there's a void that a parent feels that no other person can. It's a loss that you might have to bear for the rest of your life, right? But this doesn't mean that you should close yourself to every other connection, to every other source of happiness, to every other source of joy, to every other source of companionship. Please, I see here that you have a phobia. You don't want to get into relationships because you're scared that this woman might leave you like your mom left you. So this is like a case of having mommy issues, right? And I just want to say, unfortunately, you're cheating yourself out of a lot of amazing women out there. Amazing connection. If you're keeping things superficial, at the surface level, you don't want anything deep, you're missing out on amazing things. Nobody can fill that void. That's the truth. But your life can still be filled with happiness. Your life can still be filled with joy. Your life can still be filled with love. Your life can still be filled with the goodness that love offers us. So please, my advice is that please open up yourself. Open up yourself to love again. Open up yourself to love again. And it's my prayer that you would meet someone good. Someone would be kind to you. Someone would not hurt you. That's my prayer for you. If you do need to talk more, you can send me an email. I'll drop my email in the description box so you can see my email there. You can send me an email, or you can talk. You can send me another anonymous message. But I need you to open up yourself to love. I need you to open up yourself to love, to another connection, please. I need you to do that. So here we have another feedback from a female. She said, yes, I just realized that my boyfriend was married and it was year 2020. And it felt like the world would end, and I have never been more alone in my life. Wow. Your boyfriend, if I'm getting what you're saying correctly, your boyfriend has been married since 2020 to another person, and you're just realizing that this, you're just finding out the truth that your boyfriend, or is it that your boyfriend since 2020, like you guys have been dating since 2020, that means you guys have been in a relationship for 3 years, is that it? He is married. Wow, I'm really sorry about that. You know, people will lie to others. I'm so sorry. I offer my condolences to you, my deepest. It is heartbreaking. I know it is heartbreaking to be lied to for these amount of years. Wow, I'm so sorry about this, but you will overcome. You will get over this and you will look back at it one day and you will say, it didn't break me. You would not break because of this. So how does she cope with the feeling of loneliness? She smokes and she masturbates. Okay, so I can understand how smoking and masturbating, you know, it makes you feel, it gives you that temporary joy, that temporary high, you know, that you get that temporary high, and when you're high, you're happy, you've forgotten about all the bad things. Those sad emotions, they shift away and they just let, you know, the nicotine and the other emotions that release when you masturbate come in, and you're happy, right? You're happy, but it's a temporary solution. Not just any kind of temporary solution. This is a harmful temporary solution because you can get addicted. So while you're trying to heal from your heartbreak, you now fall into addiction. That would be terrible. That this could be something that might destroy you. Now what you need to do is you need to properly heal, not rely on smoking and masturbation to get you through it. No, please, no. I would advise that you try as much as you can to cut off on those habits. You can take a walk, play music, take a stroll at the park so you can see other people. You look at nature, the breeze is blowing in through your hair, your face. You feel good. Good. Not feeling good that comes from these sort of unhealthy habits. Masturbation is healthy, right? It is healthy. But when you're relying on it to escape from something, now that's not healthy, love. That's not healthy at all. That would lead straight to addiction. You can join a gym, you can join an art class, a poetry class, whatever interests you. I'm sure there are other things, other interesting activities that you might want to occupy your time with to forget that thing so that time can heal it. You can also start learning a new skill. There's so many better alternatives than masturbating and smoking. Way better alternatives. If you would love to talk more, you can send me an email. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how to get you at a better place that does not involve you falling into an addiction. So I'm going to stop here. Oh my goodness, guys, I have to stop here because the podcast is getting so long. But thank you all so much for listening in, and there would be another episode. Yes, there will be another episode where I can read out other people's responses. So definitely there will be another episode, okay? And I cannot wait to publish that other episode. In the meantime, if you do want to share your feedback with us anonymously, I'm also going to leave the link in the description box so you can share yours. Thank you all so much. This has been an amazing episode, and I want you to know once again that you should never be ashamed of feeling lonely. Never be ashamed of it. There's nothing to be ashamed of, whether as a man or as a woman, especially. nothing to be ashamed of. Thank you all so much. Do not forget to subscribe to my podcast on Spotify so that you will never miss another episode of this podcast. Thank you so much for your support, guys. I appreciate it. Good night or goodbye until next time. Bye, guys.